from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pro athletes are sometimes a lot to handle.
Which is not good enough.
Maybe even a bit dramatic.
Altuve stole an MVP from Judge.
Turdish behavior will not be ignored. No one is safe.
I'm not going to let it take my joy.
It's Tyler's Turds of the Week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, let's hear it, baby. Who got the bronze this week?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Full podium of Turdish behavior around the sports world. Once again, the bronze medal this week is going to go to one of the inspirations of the turd list.
No.
That is those dingoes up in the Bronx. Those Yankee turds up in New York.
They're struggling.
Yes.
Tough June.
And
huh?
It is awesome.
The reverse of the Astros in June.
We need Juan Soto to hit some homers here, okay?
The Yankees, man.
Are you in a rotisserie league or something?
Their performance on the baseball diamond has been nothing short of extremely turdish. As Ron just mentioned, the Yankees have been sucking, and anytime the Yankees are sucking, that brings a giant smile to my face. You think I smile big when Mike Trout gets hurt? Oh, no.
So you're admitting it.
When the Yankees, whenever they screw up, whenever they suck, whenever they lose games, I am thrilled. They get the bronze this week. The Yankees are 6-16. Since June 1st.
And
you know, they have lost 17 of their last 24 games.
His hatred is deep. They made the turd list for struggling.
It's turdish baseball.
That bad.
Yeah, they look
the
like
the Astros would have loved that to start the year.
Yes.
They put them on the turd list for playing.
The damn Yankees are playing baseball like a bunch of turds.
Better than the Astros in April.
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's true.
What's the silver?
Yankees are now two games back in the AL East. And if you're a Yankees fan, man, I see it on Twitter a lot. Like people, when they were doing good earlier this year, just like getting all hyped. These are not your great great grandfather's pinstripes, people. This is not the 1923 Yankees. Everyone calm the hell down. Yankees are sucking. They get the bronze. Silver medal this week.
1923.
Let me just say this. If it was not for one particular thing, this was an easy gold medal. He's honestly lucky. But for the very first time in the history of Tyler's turd list,
oh no,
a member of The Drive, this very show, has landed on the podium, and he is getting a silver medal. That, of course, is Clint Stern.
He's not even here to defend himself.
Oh, well, we have that much PTO. It's nice.
Is Clint not here a lot?
Easy.
Easy. Well, wish I could figure out how to get that PTO. Sterner! You are getting the silver medal this week, my friend. I love you, bro. But your take and you doubled down on it yesterday. Adam Spillane, I don't know if you heard this. I don't have any audio because I can't bear to listen to it again. It hurts my heart. Clint Sterner just simply does not view dogs the way I and many others do.
Dude, this was coming.
Clint Sterner was emphatic that I should leave my three dogs in my house without electricity for hours at a time, and they'd be just fine.
I agree.
And as I told him, maybe they would be. But you don't do that if you're a dog owner. You don't put your pups out in the heat. You don't leave them in a hot house for an extended period of time. That is dangerous. I love my dogs. It's okay for people to view their dogs differently and treat them differently. I get some people have outside dogs. That's fine. They cannot be left, should not be left, in a powerless home for hours at a time.
You have three dogs?
I do. Got a whole pack.
That's a lot of dogs.
It is.
How big are they? Are they like small? Are they big?
I got like one.
They range.
I got one like really big one, one medium, and one small.
I like that. I like the diversity in types of dogs.
It really is. It really is. But yeah, I won't spend any more time on it.
We saw this one coming.
Yes, you should. Clint Sterner, silver medal, first member of the Drive to ever be on the podium. And the only reason that Clint Sterner did not get the gold is because, obviously, we are feeling the effects still to this day, right now, this hour, of bitch-ass Beryl. Hurricane Beryl. Screw off, man. It is way too early in the hurricane season for us to be without power for days, if not a week or more on
day
end.
Day four right here, baby.
Yes. So the gold medal was really easy.
Whatever the hell is rolling in right now, I'm guessing is not going to help the cases for many of us who are out of power right now.
Yeah, we don't need no more water, man. But bitch-ass Beryl was an easy decision. Everyone out there, stay cool, stay calm. We're all struggling with this. We're all irritated. I've been seeing a lot of like fights and stuff at the gas stations. We're going to get through it, people. It's going to be okay. Shout out to everybody working on getting us power back. But bitch-ass Beryl, Hurricane Beryl, easy gold turd medal winner this week on Tyler's turd list. That'll do it for the list, boys.
All right, I got a couple honorable mentions. At least one.
Honorable mentions. Guys.
I would say Dylan Brooks. Come on, man. No, like I'm
off
trying,
my guy.
And I'm trying.
That's good,
man. Like, come on, man. What is like he like? You know, and I said I got a couple. It's just Dylan. I mean, he just wakes up. He wakes up to be on the turd list. Like, oh, come on, man. Like, he wakes up with, honest to God, I think he wakes up and says, how can I win this week? I mean, first, all the ridiculous trash that he is talking that he cannot back up against that team. He cannot back up against that team in the United States. Nothing. He is the new, like, what Russ used to say about Patrick Beverly, just doing all these movements and staring down. And that stare down thing he does where he just stands there, that's the lamest thing I've seen in sports in a long time. And then, you know my man, Book, is doing an interview and you're just going to walk through it with your silly backpack.
Set the tone for the season.
What season?
First of all, they might be teammates here in 6 months.
Say, setting the tone? Setting the tone for what? I bet he walked out just, I got him with that one.
They're fighting it out for the play-in next year, those two.
That's a good one.
Dylan gets on my nerves.
I love it. How can anybody be mad at Dylan Brooks?
How?
He's a joy.
Okay.
Thrill it in a little, bud. Thrill it in a little.
That is what Lane's. He is hot to trot this
Dylan,
2 o'clock
Dylan, you
out.
Be you, okay? Don't let them change you.
Dylan, you be you. You've been watching episodes of Jenny Jones or something.
Don't let them change you, Dylan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.